All right, that's Autechre. With Joaquin from the Amber record out in 1994. As we keep mentioning, the 1994, this pivotal year for music, especially in the 90s prior to that. The Smashing Pumpkins, that was 1993's Siamese Dream, and we heard Mayonnaise at the 98 position. Number 102 was Wilco from Summer Teeth, that was A Shot in the Arm, and at number 103 it was Ayers. Moon Safari, we heard Kelly Watch the Stars. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is the show where we take a look back at Pitchfork's 150 top records of the 90s. And I'm obviously not playing all 150, but I am picking out two out of each group of 10 to kind of focus on. Autechre, I wanted to have that on there because electronic music was really changing in the 90s. Not just the electronica, but also there was a huge ambient movement happening, and Autechre was kind of in the middle of dance and ambient as well. The Pumpkins, of course, hard rock. That stuff has got to seem really dated now to people who are in their teens. I mean, it's the big guitars and everything, and there's melody and everything, but it's really just sort of, I don't know, I just can't think of a lot of music that sounds like that. At least not a band that's out now that has wearing like Led Zeppelin influences on their sleeve to that extent. Wilco, you know, as I get older, Jeff Tweedy, I appreciate him a lot more. Maybe there'll be a future show devoted to him and his work. He does have a memoir out there. He's really good. And Air, we already talked about. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's this one from Sonic Youth, from Goo at the 88 position. 88. Yeah, we're going to hear Tunics on for Karen off of Goo. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Met for WMFO.
Drums again too. Sleepy Sam, the band doesn't sound half bad. And I remember Mom, who said, honey, you look so underfed.
Sweet hand in mine and free. underground, out of sight. And if the sight is just a horse sign, can it make enough sense to me? Pretend the table is a trust knot. We'll put our labels down, papers down. I'll watch them yarn and twine unravel. And you'll never get it back. It's what I want.
It's what I want.
It's what I want.
Twine comes down.
It's what I want.
It's what I want.
Don't you know I could make it try, make it try, make it try, make it try.
All right, 91.5 meant for WMFO. That's, of course, Pavement Within the Mouth of Desert. That's from the Slanted and Enchanted record, the Lux and Deluxe version of, and that's at the number 70 position. Prior to that, Nirvana at 75 with In Utero from In Utero. That was Heart Shaped Box. At 86, it was Spiritualized. Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space from the album of the same name. And Sonic Youth at 88. With Tunic Song for Karen. So what we're doing here is taking pieces and parts of the Pitchfork list of the top 150 records of the 1990s. So I'm sort of taking each group of 10, pulling two out of each 10, and playing that on the show. So it's up to me to decide which ones to play. There have been some tough decisions. I've had to like say no to some things, but I'm not having a part two of this, absolutely not. This list was developed a couple of years ago, but I wanted to revisit it now because a lot of records that were released in 94 are experiencing their 30th anniversary, which I think is significant. Out of that group, I think, In Utero, 30 years ago, that was released. All right, so, actually, no, that was 93. Anyway, but Cobain died in 94, and that was 30 years ago. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, thanks for joining me here. And, Pavement, got to have that indie ethos, really. Kind of still sticking it out, and they're back together, reunited, and touring this year, Spiritualized. So a lot of that shoegaze stuff has come back, which is amazing to me. Why that genre did not go away forever, I do not know, but it's back, and so Spiritualized, one of the progenitors of that sound, and of course Sonic Youth, near and dear to my heart, punk and noise and everything in between, long gone they are. All right, but Kim Gordon is still out, putting out great music, so let's at least tip our cap to her. Okay, up next. So this record from REM is in the number 63 position. Automatic for the People is an incredible release. I actually could not believe what I was hearing when I first heard it when it came out in 92, I think. And yeah, it's grown on me, to say the least. This is Sweetness Follows from Automatic for the People. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Ready and to bury your father and your mother. What did you think when you lost another? I used to wonder why did you bother. Distance from one to the other. Listen here, my sister and my what would you care if you lost the other? I always wonder why did we bother? Distance from one to the other. Oh, 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 sweet swallows. These little things, they can pull you under. Live your life filled with joy and wonder. I always knew this all together. Was lost in our little lives.
though you may not drive a great big Cadillac. Gangsta white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may she shot down.
said, show me around. This alphabet town said, show me around. There's a name you keep repeating. You've got nothing better to do.
Foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Now. now approaching midnight.
All right, DJ Shadow with Now Approaching Midnight in a Perfect World. From the incredible introducing record, a huge deal. I love that way he incorporated like dance and groove, even like jazz, kind of just a lot of creative stuff. Dance and rap were sort of like, at times they seemed to be headed in the same direction. That was kind of an interesting moment in the 90s. Elliott Smith before that, DJ Shadow was at 49. Elliott Smith was at 50. First time we played records in consecutive order on this list. Alphabet Town was a track we took from Elliott Smith's self-titled record. Massive Attack from Blue Lines in the number 61 position. That was Be Thankful for What You've Got. And REM, Sweetness Follows from Automatic for the People, which is at number 63. So we're doing a show here that's, we're kind of revisiting the Pitchfork 150 top records of the 1990s, which came out in 22, and obviously now 2 years later, I think it needs to be constantly reevaluated as these records just kind of live different lives post-release. Certainly as they get older, things change. All right, so up next at number 40 is the Downward Spiral from Nine Inch Nails. This is going to be heresy. My God, I saw them at Boston Calling a couple of years ago, and it was just amazing. Like the second set that they did on the second night, this is back when COVID was a thing. I think the Strokes were tested positive, and Nine Inch Nails, Old Reliable, ironically, did two sets in two nights. It was amazing. This is Heresy from the Downward Spiral at number 40, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Med for WMFO.
Thank you. won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to us.
For money, I had these motherfuckers buried. I've been getting much mad at jail. Niggas telling me to kill it.
PJ Harvey. In the number 16 position, that was Rid of Me, and we heard 50 Foot Queenie before that. Tupac with Ambitions as a Rita from All Eyes on Me in number 39. I know it's a big jump. Nine Inch Nails, Heresy from The Downward Spiral, which is at number 40. We're out of time, so I have to go and jumping from 39 to 16 and now to number one. It's Loveless from My Bloody Valentine. This is Soon, my favorite track on this record. I will see you next week here on WMFO.